The Etla the reference Leap Folion is for to alert folk to the ways that the Scots lead was fresh stone, with some cultural and political Honland comprehend it. Four End Scots, 1350 to 1450. 1364, the oldest instance of the Ingles of Scotland being described as a Kenspeckle Scots lead comes from the registers of a court held at York. A Scots witness cried Thomas Scott or de Thorpeach that belang Peebles but had bade in England fae 1346, had his evidence discounted a cause. This witness in his deposition often changed his way of speaking, whiles speaking through Southland Ingles, whiles altogether Norland, and whiles Scots, sounding the words of the Ingles in the manner of the Scots. Scoticum per modum Scotorum sonando idioma Anglicanum, and say it seems to the examiners that he is mislippant. 1364, Deith of the Southron Scriva Ralph Higden, that's Polychronicon, describes the sindry leads of the British Isles. He said, the Scots forby the Welsh, even though they are meld with other nations, keeps their leads almost in their original. It micht be the case that the Scots has ta'en on something in their crack through Honland with the pechs, that they bade a langway for some time. Forby, Higden describes the lead in the Northumbrians as yins that the folk of the south of England could hardly understand. They say that I suppose it mona bordered on the neighbourhead of the barbarians. 1365. The chronicler Jean de Froissart of Hainault visits the court of King Dovet II and speaks of the difference between Le Sauvage Écosse, Wild Scotland, the Highlands, and the Flatlands of Scotland, or Mild Scotland, the Lowlands. Froissart states that the Lowlands stretches for the border till Aberdeen, a town that ligs at the ingang of Wild Scotland. 1371 to 1390, the ring of King Robert II, first of the Stuart rulers, that's the first ruler nearly associate with the Scots lead. 1375, John Barber's muckle poem, The Bruce, is the oldest lettered text in Scots we knew hae. It wins ower as a double for 1487. John Barber was Archdean at Aberdeen and an official at the kingly court. About 1380, the Scots chronicler John of Fordun finishes his chronicle of Scotland. For the most part, he draws on older scrivers such as Solanus, Isidore and Bartle the Southron for to describe the sindriness of culture and language in Scotland, but he ekes a wheen observes of his ain. He cried the lead of the folk of the coasts and plains Teutonica, a name that's ever set as German, while thone lead spoken in the Muntons and Isles was Scotticae, that could mean either Erse or Gaelic. Fordun said that the folk of the Muntons and Islands wasna just unfriends to the folk and lead of England, populo quidem anglorum et linguae, but unfriendly to them in their ain nation, a cause of the sindriness of language, propta linguarum divisitatem. 1380. A writ granted by Alexander Lindsay, Lord of Glenesk and Angus, is the oldest original prose document in Scots that we knew ken about. In this document, he quick claimed a puckle lands in favour of Margaret Countess of Mar and her sister Elizabeth. 1386. The oldest diplomatic act in Scots that we ken about is the truce made between Scotland and England at Billy Mayer in the Borders, agreed between the Earls of Douglas and March for Scotland and Lord Neville for England. 1387. Embra Council's oldest Kent document in Scots is a contract between Provost Andra Yutsun and Masons John Primrose, John of Scone and John Skyer for to repair St Giles Kirk. 1388. By this date, the Southron chronicler, Thomas of Walsingham, had finished his Chronica Majora describing a Scots invasion of England in 1379, led with the Earl of Douglas, and said that the Scots swore an oath that soons even Merlite havers in ipsorum idiomati, or in their ain lead, for to hain themselves again the plague. 1388 to 1420. Robert Earl of Fife, signed Duke of Albany, hods the crown of the Cossey in the Kinrick of Scotland, first as Lieutenant of the Kinrick, and signed for 1406 as Governor on behalf of his nephew James I. Albany and his kin is nearly associated with putting out administrative and legal documents in Scots, in the Erts where they hod the sway. Fae 1390. The oldest documents gien out in Scots at Perth, Stirling and athin Gaeldom is dated 1390, 1392 and 1394 Cinderly, while the oldest document enrolled in the registers of the Parliament is 1394, folied by an act of council and a contract of marriage in the name of Robert III in 1393 and 1397. Aberdeen Council was putting forth documents in Scots by 1399, while Yins was gien out at Ayr in 1406, for Dundee in 1418, and for Glasgow in 1422. By 1433, Scots was in yes the length of Orkney, for the lawmen was yeas in the lead for administration for 1438. About 1400, the gathering of texts in Scots, kent as the Legends of the Saunts, that has its original in the Latin Legenda Aurea, has intalt Legends of the Apostles and Evangelists. About 1400 to 1420, Andra Winton, prior of St. Serf's Loch Leven, writes the original Chronicle of Scotland, of Latin Intil Ingles Saw, or Rhyming Meter in Ingles. It is the first history of Scotland written in the common Scots speech instead of Latin. His sponsor and friend and lover letters is Fifeshire Laird Sir James Weems of Concordrum, Rerus and Weems. 1400. Letter for George Dunbar, Earl of the March, to Henry IV of England, dated at the Castle of Dunbar, wherein Dunbar comments, "A noble prince, mervo ye nocht that I write my letters in Ingles, for that is mair clear to mine understanding than Latin or French." 1406-7. A contemporary inventor of the Southern Theasury makes reference to twa indentures. Yin, a 16th of March 1398, written in Idiomati Scotico, or Scots Lead. In another, Indentra de Lingua Scotica, or the Scots Tongue, the 11th of October 1404, and both dated at Hoodenstang, or Hoddenstank, in Roxburgh. About 1424, the King's Quair is the first work of letters in Scots reputed to a member of the kingly family of Scotland, in this case, King James I. 1424, the Registers of Parliament starts to keep their ordinar hornlin in Scots, in vulgar tongue, or the common tongue, for this time onwards.